You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern Head Women's Basketball Coach Brad Hodge. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Russell. Appreciate it very much.
Coach, headed into your seventh season at the helm of the Panthers Women's Basketball Program, just take me through your mindset as you get prepared for another year.
Well, it's a whole new attitude, it's just the opportunity now we can play postseason having gone through this transition from Division I to Division III and having to sit with nothing there at the end of the season come February 22nd, 23rd, whatever date may end, with the regular season get closed. And so when the spring arrived, you could see a different attitude about ourselves, the players, about there's just that opportunity to play postseason. In the history of our program, there's only been four seasons where this women's basketball program has had even a chance to play in a postseason experience. So just to be back in that, we're excited and looking forward to it. You know, have the opportunity to host, even adds a little more element to that. Of course, you got to qualify, and we understand that. But just to know that opportunity is there, just really created a refreshing attitude with our athletes.
Coach, last season your team posted a 15-10 record, 10-6 in SCAC play. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last year and brings with it into this season.
We learned we could get there. Right there towards the end of the January, February, that period, we were tied at first place with DePaul. They had taken a defeat to Trinity, and that was the first time in the history of this program at a halfway point that we are in the first place and in contention just for a regular season opportunity. So we faltered right after that, and it took a lot from us. It really took us a few weeks to really get our legs back underneath us. And so what you see is that attitude is not, you know, it's just finishing the season outright, and you know, not letting one error, one mistake, one poor game, or a great game by an opponent. And that's what we kind of faced with both Hendricks and Trinity. That I thought they just played outstanding games, and not let that deter us from, you know, finishing out the season right. And we knew we could get there. Our attitude and our chemistry and our maturity was really impressive last year. Just finally seeing that growing from the first recruiting class of the Division III group to finally getting to their junior and senior years. So that is learning how to finish better, learning from the errors that we committed last year. The senior class we have this year is really taking it upon themselves to take ownership and not let those mistakes we made repeat themselves.
Coach, obviously I know you hit it on it at the start of this interview, but the excitement surrounding not only your basketball program, but really, you know, all of Birmingham Southern, with the completion having gone through the NCAA reclassification process and now able to compete for that SCAC title, a berth in the NCAA tournament, and all that postseason play. Have you noticed the buzz around your team and preseason as we head into this season with knowing that you're able to compete for that?
Yeah, it's just across the campus. Just last weekend, you know, the soccer championships, or it was 2 weeks ago, soccer championships was here on campus, watching our cross-country team leave here to play in the conference championship. Just the whole opportunity, the element of that, has just been it's been refreshing, because in this transition early on, it was a very dark cloud hanging around, and just the way it was handled, obviously, was not the most wisest way, I guess, for lack of better words, but certainly you can see it on our campus and everybody in our athletic department, just knowing that's there. In addition, you know, with our team, in particular our senior class, so this is their one time. After their 4 years, they made a commitment. They only have one time to play in a postseason experience and hopefully extend that season doing so. So you know, my concern in that regard is they just put so much pressure on themselves to get there, that if somehow we don't make it, then you know it's a not a successful year. We just try to take the attitude of, you know, doing what's important right now, and just one game at a time. You know, February will get here. There's a lot of basketball. A lot of things can change between now and then. So we're just doing what's important now, not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Coach, you mentioned those four seniors and what they've meant to this program, knowing that when they came arriving on campus as freshmen, that they would have their one shot, as you mentioned, as seniors to get to that postseason play. Just talk about this group of four seniors and what they've meant to the program, obviously not only to what they'll mean this year, but throughout their three previous years there at Birmingham Southern.
Yeah, it takes a special carriage of a student-athlete to make the commitment they made, particularly in our sport, when it's all about the March Madness. It's all about the tournament experience and the attitude and just the new season when it arrives. But knowing for three-quarters of their career they wouldn't even get that experience. Last year's group never got that experience. And them stick it out, that those two seniors to take their 4 years and make that commitment. Says a lot to them. Well, these four that are here have made that same commitment. That's what we talk to them about, is commitment. It's not about emotions or feelings. It's about honoring your commitment. And they did it through good times and bad times, through, trials and errors and, the things that you learn through the maturation process. And now they're here, having that opportunity to commit, to maintain their commitment. This says a lot about them and their character. And I know when they leave here and they graduate, they're going to be very, very successful people in the professional world, and hopefully good parents, good spouses, because they've made that commitment, they stuck to it. Again, it's the four, Ashton Spurgeon, who you spoke with earlier, and then you have Sam Davison, Haley Streisner, and then Christian Moody. It's just a lot that can be said about them, but can't say it all in one sentence. Appreciate what they've done and just their commitment to us and their effort and their maturation has just been outstanding.
Coach, Birmingham Southern has the opportunity this year to host the SCAC basketball tournament on the hilltop there at Bill Battle Coliseum. Just talk about the excitement that brings to the program, both the men's and the women's, and sort of what all has to go into that to be prepared to host that event at the end of the year.
Well, we're going to host whether we're here or not, so you want to host one that you're participating in. So there's a lot that's got to be done. I mean, the division is going to be tough. Playing cross-division games this year, we have the imbalance on our travel schedule there. It's going to make it a challenge. And, the four teams that can handle those road games when they go cross-divisional is going to make a big separation from, possibly 2 to 5 to, maybe even 3 to 6, however it all all falls out. But we're certainly excited. This women's basketball program has never hosted a tournament. Our men have through the NAIA days and things of that nature, but we have never had. So it's going to be a new sense. The city of Birmingham's really getting involved and really gotten excited about it. So we're excited. Just having an event, just the activities that go on, the faculty involvement, the student involvement. We're just excited to see it. I've said it all along. I don't care if it's in Egypt. We'll go. We just want to participate and just have the opportunity to participate and being the first opportunity here. Hopefully it'll make it a little bit more special for us.
Ken, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined today by Birmingham Southern head women's basketball coach Brad Hodge. And coach, last season your team was one of the top scoring defenses in the SCAC, allowing opponents to score just 61 points per contest. How do you look to continue that trend from a season ago heading into this year?
Excuse me. Well, that was a commitment that team made. I really respect how they handled that. I do think we kind of faltered towards the end of January, early February. Our defense was not as strong, and statistics show that. Otherwise, I think those numbers overall would have been a lot better. What we've done and still continue to do is just try to maintain that and keep the focus on the defense opportunities we have. We know at some point in time we're going to depend on our defense to win the ball game for us. There's just going to be those nights where just nothing works right. We don't know what elements will arrive to prevent us to be effective offensively, but the defense can always give us that opportunity. And so we know that. We've preached about it and emphasized it some night and maybe multiple nights. We are going to depend on a defensive stop, a defensive series. It was just a great defensive half to win a ball game for us. And they understand that. They've taken ownership of it. And I think we're going to be okay in that category. And as I was saying, as long as you have a solid defense and you rebound, you'll have a chance to win a ball game. And so they know that that's going to be our best chances night in, night out.
Coach, rebounding always so important in every game. Last season, your team third in the league, a plus 4.6 rebounding edge. I know having an Alex Adams back this year, it helps a lot in that rebounding game. But how do you continue to hit the boards hard like you did the season ago this year?
Well, it's just an emphasis. I don't know if there's much technique, man. You know, drill, practice, preparation. I think it's just about an emphasis of getting it, getting our opportunities and making the extra opportunities, particularly on the offensive end. If we're not shooting percentage is not where it needs to be, that just means more opportunities that we get to go get an offensive rebound. It's just the emphasis. Now, again, I think with the post game we have, we can play two of our four at any point in time. And I think there's size and skill there that they can definitely, any one of the two that are on the floor at the time can go develop 6 to 12 rebounds each night. So we're very comfortable in that category with what we have in our post game. You know, now we've just got to make sure that, that our guards are not leading us in rebounds each night. And if that's the case, then we're not doing our job on the interior. But, you know, our guard ball has got to be pretty strong there. But it's just an emphasis. We've had one of the best rebounding teams in our league for years in DePaul, and now they're not here. But to watch the way they emphasize it and how they made it a point to get those extra points, extra opportunities through defensive stops and offensive rebounds is really a model that we try to follow ourselves.
Coach, obviously a lot of positive things from last year, but as I look at the team a year ago, negative turnover margin, eighth in the league in terms of taking care of the ball. How do you try and put a little more, emphasis and take care of the ball a little bit better heading into this year?
Yeah, the word emphasis. We do ball handling, passing, catching, all that, but it's just about being more poised with the ball in your hands and making wise decisions. That's defend, rebound, take care of the basketball. Those three categories will give you a chance. And as you point out, we were not in the top category there. We created some opportunities for ourselves, but we didn't. We really were careless at moments. Now we showed moments where we were very good. We'd have a very low turnover game, but then the other times we just, and that's just our focus. Keeping focus, doing what's important now, and taking care of the basketball, trying to make better decisions with the ball. I'm comfortable with that because of maturity experience. A lot of that just comes hand in hand over time, and you just got to, as you're young and inexperienced roster, you're going to make those mistakes, and hopefully we've resolved some of that. But we're still, it's basketball. You're still going to turn the ball over. We know that. Just got to keep it a minimum. We're not giving more opportunities to your opponent.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen out of your team as a head coach as you've gone through preseason camp to get prepared for this year?
Our competitiveness. Our competitiveness is just, some days I'm waiting on it just get out of hand. What's so impressive about it is they compete and their tails off, and we cross lines, go to the locker room, there's no carryover, whereas traditionally or previously, we've not had the maturity and the knowledge of personalities to not let that carry over and extend for a day or two. Just our competitive willingness to compete, especially our top, two group, our top 10 to 12 in our rotation is just outstanding of their competitiveness. And then secondly is their energy level and their work ethic. It goes back to what our seniors have done. Just trying to be ownership of the team. It's made my job pretty easy. We can just now just call out any series, offensive action, defensive action, or a drill, or whatnot, and they just take over. So that part's made my job easier. I don't have to really concentrate on trying to get them to play a little bit harder, get them to do everything, especially particularly right. They've got some of that down already. But all in all, it's just their competitiveness. I've never seen. Let me back up. I've not seen a championship team that I've been a part of have this level of competitiveness that this group has. There's been very competitive teams, but this group has been very competitive without having to carry over drama issues or any areas that we have to work through personality conflicts.
And finally, Coach, obviously every season that comes upon us in the SCAC is going to be a competitive one. This league is very strong in terms of women's basketball, but certainly this season definitely has sort of a wide open feel to it in terms of extreme competitiveness and really every team having the sense that they feel like they can be the ones cutting the nets down at the end of the season at the SCAC tournament. That being said, what's the biggest challenge you'll face as a head coach trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule this year?
It's a great question because I just for me, I think the challenge is just make sure our team's ready. We do what we need to do to prepare them for the next opponent. Just assuring that that's going to happen. And if we can do that, then I feel comfortable enough that we'll at least have a chance. This league is, as Matt Dean says at Rhodes, you know, the Yankees have left our league with the Paul out, which has opened the door wide open for everybody. And we have very strong teams. You know, with center having the talent they have coming back, and but they're not that elite above everybody else. There's several teams that have tremendous talent coming back. You know, just on our side alone. I think the sad part on our side is there's going to be one team at least that's going to have a pretty good season. They'll probably be sitting at home come February 24th, 25th, 26th. Because only four will get to qualify. That's the important to us is make sure we stay competitive enough for our opponents and do what we need to do. We're not that fifth team sitting at home. But it's going to be an interesting race. That tournament coming in the year, it is wide open. Whereas traditionally, you know, the last several years, with exception of the run that Oglethorpe had a couple of years ago, you just felt like it was DePaul's tournament to lose more so versus somebody had, to win it. And it's wide open. It's exciting. I think there's some great coaches that are going to have their teams prepared and ready to go because they know they've got a chance. And obviously with the automatic qualifier, we're going to get that one opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully there's good enough teams that we can get two or three to go. It's been a while since this conference has had that, and I think it's time we get some other teams to do what they need to do throughout the season to get more exposure to the conference.
Birmingham Southern head women's basketball coach Brad Hodge. Again, the Panthers open up their 2011-12 basketball campaign November 15th at home against Rust. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.